to episode 9 of Nerd Ranch. I'm Steve.
I'm insane in the membrane.
That's Ert.
I'm Fisty J.
I'm Max.
It's Fisty now?
I changed it 2 episodes ago, but I forgot to kick it in last episode.
Yeah. Fisty J. I do like Fisty J.
It's a retroactive, so I think you're going to have to go in and edit all instances of Scurvy J to Fisty J, Steve. I think that's necessary now.
Yeah, because I can...
You're welcome to. You are perfectly welcome to.
Well, all of them are going to be the same sound clip. It's going to be Fisty J.
Well...
So what do you think about this, Fisty J?
Hadouken.
Hadouken. Yeah.
So...
No, you should just, like, replace Fisty, so it's Fisty J.
And, you know, even if Gretchen... Well, did Gretchen even use Scurves? I don't think Gretchen used Scurves.
I know I did.
I don't think anybody's used Scurves except for starting and ending episodes, to be honest with you. So I can pretty much just change my nickname with impunity whenever the fancy strikes me.
Yeah, because we all don't listen to it. Interesting fact. Rockstar and Viking Fjord Vodka. Pretty good together. Pretty good combo.
On the booze front.
On the booze front.
And now, Steve, with the booze report.
Actually, there's another aspect of the booze report. I have printed pictures using Merlot.
Nice.
It worked. It actually fucking worked. And turned out, yeah, turned out pretty fucking well, too.
Sounds like an experiment in madness, but... Bravo.
Yeah, next is going to be Bourbonol, where I...
Are we going to start
having... I think any experiment that Steve undertakes is going to be an experiment in madness.
Yeah.
Are we going to start having a science segment on the show?
Possibly. I'm also going to... Well, Gretchen poo-poos this idea, but half of me still wants to, you know, use another organic acid that is, you know, it's a weak acid and it's... very plentiful for myself and all.
I didn't think that was an acid.
Are you going to develop films with urine? Is this what you're telling me?
I'm thinking about it, yes.
Oh, God. I thought he was saying jizz.
No.
You know what? If you do that, you could actually put that in the art show that's all recycled artwork. It's technically, huh?
Yeah, that's true. You don't get much more recycled than that.
Yeah.
You really don't.
I thought jizz was a protein base.
Yeah, it's general.
It is. That's why I was confused about acidic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, sometimes when I'm in the bedroom and I feel like reenacting aliens...
Where the hell is this going to go?
This isn't going anywhere. This is stopping right here.
I'm oddly disappointed.
I know!
Stopping right here, just like any good Dane Cook joke. So never.
Well, then there's always, you know, acidic cum. Man, that would be really tragic.
That's what I was talking about. I thought you guys picked that up.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, but I wanted to go there.
Yeah, you hardly went there, Steven.
What?
Hardly as in did it while hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you're about as funny as some people we used to know.
Yeah, that one kind of fell flat, I admit. But at least I admit when my jokes go flat.
I don't, because I'm a man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scoff that loud.
High-quality scoff, though, it really was. We got to record that scoff and use that as a soundbite, too.
Yeah, we definitely do.
That's like a Mrs. Krabappel caliber scoff.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'm soundbiteable.
You are. You're soundbiteable.
That was a really good one.
Some kind of biteable.
But.
Okay, Al, we get it. You want to suck Max's cock. We understand.
I don't want to suck anybody's cock.
Uh-huh.
And since my experience with my new butt plug, I'm not sure I'm as into anal stimulation as I was.
Wow.
No. Experimenting is experimenting. See, now you know.
Sometimes experiment works. Sometimes you can print with Merlot as a developer. Sometimes you find out that, you know, you don't like shit up the pooper.
I mean,
it's scientific method.
It's probably better to find that kind of thing out alone.
Yeah.
Post
when you have a large hairy man, you lash down to the bedpost, and then you decide halfway through, wait a second, but you can't chew through the ball gag fast enough. That's the time
it's
don't
best just
find
to
out.
Disappoint one person at a time with that kind of realization.
Yeah.
Try bring somebody else into it.
You know, you can't mumble the safe word because of the bit.
Actually, you can talk around a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pick a safe word with a lot of M's.
Yeah.
Mammogram.
Oh, God. Yeah.
No, you can talk through a bit because it doesn't actually block the airway at all.
Yeah, you can talk around a ball gag, too. I mean, not like I would know. I read it somewhere.
Of course.
See, talking around a ball gag is tougher.
Depends on the ball gag. And again, I speak only from anecdotal experience, not from personal.
Of course not.
I always speak from personal experience.
Which is kind of what scares us.
Only,
just a little.
Kind of scares you?
Okay.
I was certainly questioning the use of the word kind of there.
Yeah.
If it's only kind of, it means you're not trying hard enough.
Exactly.
Or we're not paying enough attention.
Like, oh, Al's talking. La, 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 la.
No, yes. Unfortunately, like a moth to the flame, I listen to every time one of you jackasses talk. So everything that you say is like permanently scarred me for life. And then I enter, like, I just block it out.
Weeks later,
when you bring up, oh, I said this and I said that. And I'm like, really? I don't remember that.
It's like a bubble, like a fucking embolism popping in your brain when we say it. You're like, what? Aw, damn it, not again.
Exactly.
Well, like look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
Oh, God,
it's like
damn
we,
it.
It's like we set landmines in Max's head, and then every episode we just, like, play a game of...
We just throw rocks at the field where we laid them.
I was about to say, play a game of touch football in the field, but...
Yeah.
Shitting Nick nipples!
Oh, for God's sake!
Gretchen yelled at me for saying shitting dick nipples because apparently I used it three times in a day.
And it was from that that I derived that you were on the phone with Scurvy J.
Yes, shitting dick nipples.
But you only said it three times in a day?
I know. That's actually especially... That's kind of... That's not much, especially considering I was talking to Fisty.
Fisty. I think
that's just wrong.
It is. I think there's a Weeble Stuff song in Shitting Dick Nipples. We just need to think of a catchy ditty.
Yeah.
And kind of short backstory to go with it, like, Shitting Dick Nipples, like. We got to send this to them, and they can work on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're forgetting one very important aspect, Jer.
What's that?
Musical talent, of which we have none.
Shitting, true. Shitting, 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 dick nipples. Shitting, shitting, shitting. I don't know.
Yeah, well, thank you for proving that point there, Al.
Shitting, penis nipples. Shitting, 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 penis nipples. Oh, no, here comes vagina dentata.
Oh, vagina dentata. Oh.
I know I have to see that movie. Like, I know it's going to be bad. Because me and my former roommate from college, we had vagina dentata discussions, like, left and right. And as soon as I found out that movie came out, like, I had to call him. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. It might be good. It might be bad. I'm like, you know, we're going to have to see it, though. He said, I know.
Vagina dentata?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a movie called Teeth.
Oh.
No, it's an
pussy
actual...
Pussy Fangs.
Yeah, Pussy Fangs.
Is it a porn?
No, it's like a horror, like a bad suspense horror movie, apparently. I don't know if it's out yet. I it may have already come and gone.
No pun intended.
Right. Come and gone. Oh, that's great, baby. Ah!
No, the porn, the pun is always intended.
Oh, yeah. This is us we're talking about. We can't help but pun.
This is true.
So, actually, we saw something. Max is kind of riding high as well during the little sabbatical, he actually finished a microfiche lamp.
Yes, I got a hold of microfiche.
What's microfiche?
Microfiche, for you, for those of you who don't remember life before the internet, microfiche is what you had to use when you wanted to go to the library and look up periodicals. They gave you this like, slide stuff, and you had to like scroll through it with like this huge-ass screen.
I remember. I just didn't know what it was called.
It's called microfiche. It's still called microfiche, but the stuff I got is from like 1990, which I'm afraid to say is now retro. That just kills me.
I know.
Inside to say that, but yeah, I have learned how to decorate a lamp using microfiche. So now I can do lamps from movie films, X-rays, and now microfiche.
Oh, man. If it goes in 20-year cycles, you know it's going to happen in a couple of years. We're going to get, like, really bad knockoffs of grunge bands. Oh, that's going to sting. I'm going to have to bust out my old flannels again.
Okay, but all right. Isn't that better than, like...
Throw my hair out to the middle of my back.
Isn't that better than, like, the, you know, teeny bopper explosion we've had for, like, the last, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's fault entirely.
How so?
Because he killed metal.
I don't know if metal died.
Well,
metal went comatose.
Metal being in the mainstream is what Michael Jackson.
Yeah, did. Yeah. Okay.
And okay. Metal would have prevented all this teeny bopper shit.
Maybe.
I am immersed in teeny bopper shit on a daily basis.
Ouch.
That's the most popular stuff that gets out there, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, most of the stuff that's in Chinese, a lot of it's made right here.
So the bubblegum shit, is that like the prevalent style of music that plays on the radio out there?
No, it's like sappy pop ballads.
Ew.
Oh, even worse.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like sappy pop ballads with, like, really artsy videos that are, like, laugh-out-loud romantic. Like, and I have to admit that after a while, like, I take a certain, like... It's after a while, it's like watching B-horror movies. Like, you have to watch because it's awful. Because there's one that I was watching today. It was, like, this girl and this guy, and, like, everything was filmed in white, and it was all, like... floaty and shimmery and all nice, and basically like halfway through the video they start fighting and he like smacks her, and like every time something bad happens she has to like collapse to the floor like someone just like shot her in the sternum. And then at some point like it shows her on a rooftop, you know, hair blowing in the wind, of course, because you know it always has to come to the rooftop with the hair blowing in the wind, with a suitcase full of his old stuff. And her, like, you know, slow motion running up and, like, hurling it off the edge. And then, of course, collapsing oh so femininely from the effort. And, like, all that I'm thinking through all of this is, dude, she probably just fucking took a kid at a bike out with that suitcase. And, like, toss, and you hear, ah! Like, little Billy's not going to be able to now.
Like, what the hell?
Like it's stuff like that, and again, after a while, I've like developed a sense of good humor about it. But I definitely don't like it. I definitely don't have this like craving, like, ooh, I'm totally jumping at the bit for the next sappy pop ballad to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And like, and part of this is going to KTV like numerous times without actually knowing the words to any songs, and seeing the videos, and just like starting to notice the similarities between a lot of them.
Honestly, so there is I've seen that video.
You probably have. <I'm> sure.
Yeah.
If I learn enough Chinese, I want to write like the every ballad, because they all follow a very similar that.
Okay.
Were you guys like expecting me to hum a ditty? Come on, let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so unlike you as well.
Da, 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 da.
Here we go.
See, part of that like kind of reminds me. See, part of me is
oh, don't. Like, there has to be, like, some kind of, like, wind or orchestra hit or some kind of crescendo to go into the chorus. Like, yeah, exactly.
See, part of me was hearing, like, you know, the music that was playing when Spock fights Kirk. You know, when...
That's definitely towards the beginning.
You know? It's like... Which, I almost shit myself when I saw that on Futurama. Next topic.
That's the only reference I have for that song.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I damn near pissed myself. Which seems to happen a lot.
Say, this is nothing new.
Yeah. Sometimes just fun. Sometimes
there's an almost about it.
Yeah. Sometimes there's an almost about it, and sometimes I'm not even laughing.
Set up a shoehorn on the couch to direct the urine stream into the bucket by my feet.
Sometimes I laugh so hard that I pee other people.
Like a game of urinary mousetrap.
Or the sprinkler dance.
We can piss if we want to. We can piss on your friends behind. Wait.
And delete.
Of course. Of course, we always end up going there, too.
Spin around in a circle. That way you get a nice area.
Yeah.
But then you have to make sure to move yourself about every 30 minutes. Otherwise, you'll have like a big brown circle on the carpet.
Yeah. You also want to make...
on others on the bus.
You want to make sure that you get enough hookers, too.
Oh. See, now you're trying to force it into the conversation. Because we had a conversation last night.
Yeah.
We haven't had dead hooker discussion in a while, but it has to happen naturally. You know?
I know.
Like an orgasm. Thing like dead hookers. Oh, wait. Actually, you can.
There's no force involved. She's just going to take it.
Just tell her that you have a fetish for putting plastic bags over the heads of women when you're having sex with them. Don't worry, baby. I'll leave you an air pocket, and then don't leave her an air pocket.
I love how you come up with this shit off the top of your head like it's planned, but it's not as totally spontaneous. I don't know whether to be, like, admiring or just changing my phone number.
I think I pre-planned it in my nightmares subconsciously or something. I don't
most
know.
Most people aren't hard during their nightmares.
I am.
I get all my heart out of my system when I'm awake.
Yeah.
Fear just drives me nuts. I mean, like, I just want to stick it in something.
I'm like, all right, cock, I'm going to choke the heart right out of you. I don't need you popping in public when I'm trying to ride my scooter. Oh, scooter boners are the worst.
I could imagine.
I'd imagine that, actually, I'd probably imagine that motorcycle boner beats it, but scooter boners...
No. Scooter passenger boner beats it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing uncomfortable. There's no way you could do that.
Then you're like, hey, I'm not as big a fan of anal stimulation as I thought there, guy. They're like, sorry, it's the rumbling.
Full circle, everyone.
Yep.
See, this is quality.
Again, it makes it seem like we planned this shit.
I know.
We have some kind of sense of comedic timing.
When we really don't.
I think it's just called synergy.
Synergy.
So I get a +2 bonus to my acrobatics roll because one of you guys took tumble.
Yep.
I took tumbler. It's tumbleable.
Tumble because Steve's fat ass won't be able to get up again.
I used to have a tumbler, and then I noticed that Tumblr had this like trend toward like rather than actually writing content, just linking to shit. And I'm like, wait a sec. So this is like. An IM conversation in slow motion is what you're telling me.
Well, I was more talking about, you know, the glass tumbler.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I want to ask you if you've heard the good word of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I heard plenty of it growing up. Why do you ask?
He just wanted to make the conversation uncomfortable.
That's right.
True.
And you know, being the only conservative in the room, I have to bandy about what? Religious figures.
The only yeah. conservative in the room?
He is.
How are you a conservative?
How am I not?
How have you heard yourself talk? Oh my god.
Fiscal, not.
Yeah, fiscal.
Not.
I'll buy that.
Not the social.
I'll buy that.
Well, I like my guns.
I'm more or less a moderate, but when it comes to education, I'm definitely a lefty. But when it comes to gun control, I find myself leaning to the right. Should I ever Yay. Own a gun? Hells no. Do I see the need for some people to own them? Yes.
Hey, Jer, scary thought. I own 2, and I stand to inherit about 12.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, once we collapse into our Mad Max Thunderdome future, I think you'll be set. Because we all know it's coming.
Yeah.
We all know
I'm waiting for the. I'm waiting for the zombie apocalypse.
We know if it's something shitty like an ice age, people would be like, no, fuck this. And they'll just start, like, polluting like shit until they get, like, an ozone hole, which melts all the ice, and they'll be like, that's better. Now bring on Thunderdome. Like, we'll find a way to make it Mad Max.
Yeah.
It'd be like, fucking meteor impact. Oh, no, actually, no, if it was a meteor impact, that would be great. That would be perfect for a Mad Max scenario. And if it was zombies, we'd have to say, okay, zombies, listen. Throw on this armor from salvaged auto parts, and then shamble after us. Thanks.
And
thank
football
you.
Armor. You gotta have the football armor with
no,
spikes.
You're thinking of Plants versus Zombies.
No, football totally armor with spikes. You know, and like
oh, yeah.
spike gauntlets. You know.
No, you're thinking
of the BDSM convention.
Oh yeah.
I have constant fantasies about like apocalypse scenarios.
You. I have a friend that you need to meet.
Oh, who would this be?
I'm not going to mention names, but one time he got really, really drunk in his garage and was going off for about an hour about how if the zombies attacked, judging from the layout of his house, they'd be totally screwed, and that he wants to really have a serious conversation with his family about this.
Wait. Was I the one having this conversation?
No, this is somebody you haven't met, but you need to.
Okay, well, here's
I think everybody needs to, but that's just me.
Now, here's the thing. I have a perfect scenario. I won't have much space to fight from, but I will have a controlled inlet path to where they can't get up too quick.
You'll lead them into the past where numbers mean little?
Well, I was thinking, well, pretty much.
Oh, it's like Thermopylae with zombies.
I was thinking, like, standing at the top of the stairs with a shotgun and blasting them at the bottom of the stairs, but okay.
True, but what if one of them, like... I don't know where I was going with that.
Now, see, are you going to try and bring up, like, the special infected scenario? Because that's why I use buckshot instead of slugs. It's hard to miss.
No, there's no special infected scenario. I think it's shamblers or nothing.
Yeah,
oh, I love shamblers.
Screw those special zombies. That's just thinking too hard.
See, shamblers. See the difference is, if I know whether they're special infected or they're shamblers, I know what type of ammo to get.
No, of course, when I think special infected, I think you know zombies that are just a little slower, but no less hardworking than the rest of us.
Brains.
Oh, you had to go there. No, wait, I went there, and you decided not to stop to make camp. You decided to keep pushing on through to daybreak.
And then half of us died of dysentery.
Oh, man. Fucking leg-breaking cholera snake.
But they have a hard time using their claws, because they're too busy hitting themselves. But headshots... But headshots aren't quite as effective because of the bicycle helmet.
I was about to say, they'd fit right in because they'd already be wearing a helmet.
Wow, we're all thinking helmets.
I think the zombie leader would have something impressive like a Viking helmet or some like Roman army general helmet. And that's how you know he's a leader.
Yeah.
No, he'd have a Pope hat, because that's like the biggest, most ostentatious hat out there.
Yeah, but it can't hurt people.
Yes, it can.
That's no, true. It's yes, cloth. It
didn't you see it blow up Alderaan?
But the death hat.
Oh, yeah.
Does this go back to our bad Photoshop days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Revolver Ocelot and the death hat.
Revolver cocks a lot.
Oh, God.
This is what happens when you get a certain person and a certain person over at my house and making enough noise to where I can't sleep for like a whole weekend and then giving Photoshop.
And giggling. A lot of giggling.
There was a lot of giggling that. Oh, man. My ex was absolutely furious. She was livid from that weekend because, like, people were having fun without her. Like, she was there. But somehow it was construed as having fun without her. I don't know how that works.
Because she wasn't the center of attention.
Oh, yeah. Because Metal Gear Solid 3 was.
Yeah. Which really, you know, Metal Gear Solid 3 was kind of, well, more fun.
Yay.
It was more fun for me to watch.
Well, again, there was that whole scenario. I don't know if I talked about this on Nerd Rage. Like, the first time I played the game, I was like Rambo. Like, I was like, fuck stealth. I just, like, mowed dudes down with the machine gun. It was on the lowest difficulty. I could do it. You know, like, the hordes are just barely up where you could actually survive them.
Yeah.
And then I got to the Sorrow. You have to walk down that big dream tunnel, and you see the ghost of everybody you've killed. Why the fuck is this taking like a half hour? I'm like, this is the worst programming ever. And then I actually like fact it and I figured out why. I'm like, oh, that's why. This is like hundreds of people.
Because it was everyone you killed.
Every single person you kill.
Didn't you also like one time throw a snake on a dude?
No, like, you're thinking of somebody who's good at the game.
Okay. So I remember someone, like, you know, just coming up with more and more ingenious ways to kill.
I was all about shrinking people near the water so that they would fall in and down, yes. But that was about as ingenious as I got.
God, did anybody else play Wild 9 for the original PlayStation?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did, and it was awesome.
Oh, actually, God, I love that game.
Explain.
There's a game where you had this, like, giant energy hand, and you could basically just, like, grab things and people and just fling them around willy-nilly. It was a great time.
Not only, like, fling them around, but, like, you could walk them up slowly to, like, the grinding gears so it slowly peels away the flesh on their back, and then it finally catches them and drags them in.
Yes.
That was
Wild 9. It was a trip.
You didn't even have to have anything around to kill people with. You could just whack the shit out of them on the ground and the ceiling.
Yeah, you could just... Exactly.
So it's like Bigby's on crack.
Yeah, it's Bigby's flinging hand.
No, I don't even know how to describe the game. I bought it on a lark.
And like, it was like a budget game. You could get it for like dirt cheap back in the day.
You know,
like,
what?
Even right when it came out, it was only like $20.
You know what? The budget games, I'm going to stand by this. I love the budget games.
No, Wild 9 was one of those games where if it had come out like today, it'd be on WiiWare, Xbox Live Arcade, or like the PS Store.
I'm sticking to it, man. I'm telling you.
No, I mean, it was a really cool game with, honestly... The action in the game was so good that I don't remember if the story was mediocre or not.
I don't even recall there being a story.
I thought there was, like, some kind of a story, but I can't remember if it was good or not because the action was that great.
Now, if they made that game for the Wii, that would be kind of awesome. You could grab dudes with the Wiimote and, like, fling them to the sides of your TV. That would be
okay,
pretty
that
awesome.
That would be badass.
That would be.
I'm, like, thinking, like... And they'll never do it, because, like, developers, they don't remember the games like that, but we do.
Yeah.
like, we're the ones who are like, make Beatdown 2! Or, like, make Colosseum the Road to Freedom 2!
Yeah. Oh,
Colosseum Road to Freedom was another one of those awesome, awesome budget games that was, like, so predictable and like chunky, but so fun. Cause you could like, if you had a battle against tigers, you could like sneak up behind people and like smack them in the back of the head with the hammer and then watch the tigers maul them. And there were big like spiky blade wheels in some levels that you could like hammer dudes into. The hammer was the best way to go. There were all sorts of weapons, but most of them were bullshit when compared to the awesomeness that was the hammer.
Okay, and seriously, if anybody wants to get like something on one of the download services that's like badass, Dishwasher Dead Samurai is one of like the neatest beat 'em ups I've played in a long time.
Dishwasher Dead Samurai.
Yep.
I'm intrigued by this.
Basically, they say, here's some fucked up weapons, make blood happen.
Done and done.
Make blood happen, you say?
I mean, there's not like a whole real, like a serious variety of weapons, but all of them are kind of neat in their own right.
I like games like that. Where it's just like, select your form of death.
Yeah. And really, as long as it's fun, I don't care. I mean, maybe it's just me getting older and not giving a shit about, you know, oh, it's so cool, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I want something that'll be fun and mindless and help me kill a couple of hours and a whole bunch of enemies.
See, you really do have a shooter kind of mindset, even though you're just terrible at shooters.
Yeah.
Because you have that kind of mindset where you want to go, I'm not drunk, I can play this game for 15 minutes and go do something productive.
Oh, come on, being drunk has never stopped any of us from playing games.
Yeah.
No,
I'm good at them or otherwise.
Playing a quick round of it.
Well, I think this is why Steve and I, you know, we would enjoy shooters if we didn't like blow big donkey balls at them.
Yeah.
And same thing with gun games. Like, I enjoy the shit out of some Lethal Enforcers and some House of the Dead, but I'll be damned if I'm not the dude that like catches the surprise knife to the side of the head like every fucking time. I'll be like going along like, yeah, I'm awesome, I'm killing dudes, and then be like some dude will fucking like pop up and just like catch me.
Yeah.
And this will happen 3 times in rapid succession, and I'll feel like a scrub, and I'll stop playing.
Yeah.
But this is why people who suck at shooters tend to gravitate toward fighting games.
Yeah.
Because fighting games, like, we like games where, like, you don't have, like, sometimes we don't want to, like, plow through some storyline. We don't want to level up. We don't want to do any of that crap. We just want to plug in a game, pick somebody, and kill shit.
Yeah.
And if we can't do it with guns, then goddamn it, we're going to do it in the ring.
Fighting games and or beat 'em ups.
Oh, yeah. Beat-em-ups are kind of a dying breed.
I know.
Beat-em-ups still live in the bargain bin.
Oh, yeah. Something I saw in the bargain bins here that I need to send somebody. I don't care if it's unplayable and in Chinese. Like, you just have to see the box art. It's this blatant knockoff of Pokemon called Powermon. And it has characters that are direct, like, not even, like totally direct knockoffs of the Pokemon, but, like, they all have these really, like, blank expressions on their faces. Like, there's some kind of, like, half-assed clone of Pikachu, where it's like, hello, I am Pikachu. The box art just is to kill for. I need to go see if it's still at the electronics store. Like, I need to buy it just to have it. And then mail it to somebody.
Nice.
I'll take it.
I need to just start digging shit out of bins and markets and just, like, mailing it to you guys willy-nilly and seeing you'll find some use for it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh. Apparently there's something in America called Powermon.
Powermon? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, apparently something in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with porn?
No, it's like an almost blank web page. It's like some kids did it.
Powermon.
Oh, God.
Not Pokemon. This is Powermon. A Korean not... Wait a second. Oh, somebody actually made a page. Oh, this one's from Korea. I see.
Not Pokemans.
Let's see if I can find it. features a fire-vomiting flying electronic rat that throws baseballs, ice cubes, and bubbles. Sold me. This game sounds awesome. But this is not the same picture, because this one they look like happy and not like totally desiccated. That's the part that made it so funny, is none of them looked like they were even remotely happy to be there.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, that chicken at the cockfight doesn't look happy.
Something like this. Apparently, this is sought after by people? I need to fucking go and get this right now. People are actually, like, actively looking for copies of this.
People look for copies of anything.
Oh my god.
Well, holy hell.
It's a green sand shrew with bigger ears.
Yes. Crap, dude,
hey, you know what? You know what?
Like, I'll buy eight. I'll fucking eBay that shit.
Fucking eBay.
You know what? If there's no...
Oh my god.
Your IV training, I will be I will play that more than Pokemon.
Oh my god, dude, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like all of them are grass types, though.
Gotta capture them all, power them on. Yeah, it's blinked already.
Oh god.
Gotta capture the whole bunch. Choke them all. Oh man.
Oh god.
All goes back to Jokama.
Oh god. There's a Kotaku article about it.
That's the one I linked. Oh no, that's not the one I linked to. Yeah, like I said, apparently people are like looking for this, so I need to get it.
Make them mint.
Seriously, get 3 copies.
It's just floating around in the bargain bin.
Yeah, seriously, get like 3 copies.
I so choose you.
I love... Okay, that picture I just sent, there's some Chinese writing. Or Korean, I can't tell.
Yeah, it's not Chinese.
It's Korean then, I think. But anyway. And then the writing on it has like... Just by the context, I'm going to go with, is this? And then Pikachu?
Pikachu has a different tail. And Meowth doesn't have a coin on his head. Nice. Okay, I need to get this.
Jigglypuff is just Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
I am so confused right now.
No, wait, that's
it's a cheap knockoff of Pokemon.
No, I'm following the conversation. When you guys actually start talking about names and like physical characteristics, I'm lost. I'm sorry, guys, I'm not there.
It's okay.
No, it's true. All three of us know way more about Pokemon than any grown man should ever admit.
Thank you for saying that out loud. I do appreciate that.
Oh, we all know it. We admit it.
Yeah. Well, same thing with Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to watch like Chinese dub episodes of Carrero. It's true, because that's what's on.
I'm gonna see if I can Yarg me some Powermon.
Yarg? You don't have to. If I get it, it'll be copies for all. It'll be like it'll be like early Christmas. Wait a second.
Merry Christmas. Here's your
actual Christmas is coming up. Shit. And I was quite a Scrooge last year, so I have to make up for it. So give the gift of Powermon. give the gift of crappy knockoffs this season. As a matter of fact, I'll just find as many knockoff games as I can and send those out to people. And if you can install it, great. And if not, here, have box art.
Yeah.
And box Dude. Art, this is not the kind of box art that involves the female anatomy.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
No cunt twos.
Seriously, dude. Yarg said no.
Yarg said no. It didn't say no search results found. It just said no. Like it refuses to do a search for it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yarg. Oh man. Yeah. And really, who would get mad at yarging a knockoff?
Dude, seriously, Korea is vicious.
They pirated our pirated copy!
All I'm saying is they're really playing free and loose with copyright law.
Like, they're probably using the parody provision.
Yeah, but the parody provision only can go so far.
Like, no, it's not Pokemon, it's parody! Do you know what parody means? No.
Knock off!
Exactly.
Cheap dub.
Is it knockoff when you get a girl pregnant? No.
Only if you push her off the porch.
No, you're thinking of knockout.
No, I was thinking knock her up, then push her off the porch. Hence,
yeah, it's called a redneck abortion.
How high is your porch?
Good sir, we don't believe in abortions where I come from.
In order for the fall to kill the baby, your porch must be like 100 feet off the ground.
Not really.
I just make sure the rocks at the bottom are extra jagged.
Just like my penis.
Jagged. Vaginal tearing.
What are you, part cat?
You have barbs.
Does Kitty want some candy?
Kitty wants
I'll show you candy.
I want
I'll
candy.
Show you anal lacerations.
Yeah. I'll show you candy. I'll show you anal lacerations. No, that doesn't work. That cannot become a Weeble Stuff song.
No.
Anal lacerations are really great.
And I think you're using a little bit of
I got them from the butt plug when I masturbate. Oh.
You're using a little bit of creative license with the word great.
Yeah, great. Great has several meanings.
Well, it depends on how you spell it. I think he's using G-R-A-T-E.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, true.
Man, that would be bad if a penis was like a cheese grater. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to masturbate. That would suck.
Still going with the grapefruit.
Oh, we'd find a way.
Potato peeler.
Could
be worse. It doesn't fit, baby. Hold on, let me whittle it down until it does.
Oh, God.
Aha! Okay, that's great.
I'm not whittling mine down. I'm whittling hers out.
So what, you're getting like, you're getting a hand screw or something?
No.
Hand screw sounds like a great name for a pathic killer.
Yeah.
Hand screw. Like the guy with the hook on his hand, the lane study, he has a big corkscrew. Hand screw. And he has to like come up behind some dude and like pop him in the kidney and then make this noise. Ah, I can't do it now. I can't actually pop my mouth like a cork, but it'll sound like a champagne cork getting popped.
Oh,
No. The popping noise you're looking for is the sound going in. Champagne cork comes out.
No, that's when he yanks it out.
Yeah, yanks out someone's kidney.
Oh, I was thinking rape.
You're always thinking rape. Is it what's for dinner?
I don't know. Does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Breakfast, rape fist, runch, and rinner.
Oh.
Well, you have been spending a lot of time with Asians.
Hey, now.
Oh, come on. I'm a minority. I'm allowed to do that, right? It's kosher.
You're a double minority.
I am. I'm a 2-for-1 for the clan.
Actually, you're only a 1.5, technically, but...
Well, who wants to get technical with something like that?
I do.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Very matter of fact, I like that. I like that.
I'm nothing if not direct.
Mm-hmm.
Say, baby, I dropped my $100 bill under the mattress. Why don't you go under there and fish it out?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I always have this baseball bat around.
No, baby. I'm not trying to get the 45 out of the drawer.
Yeah, but unless you got a silencer on, that's going to draw a lot of attention unless you're in a really shitty bad part of town.
I thought that went without saying.
Oh, okay.
You don't know how to turn a pillow into a silencer, do you?
No.
Put it over her face?
Not only that.
I mean, I've heard of the 2-liter bottle.
The 2-liter bottle sounds like a sexual maneuver.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm going to give her the 2-liter bottle.
That's actually less of a silencer and more of a flash suppressor. It's how he shot that guy inside the house that was full of gas in that movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a house full of gas, and he put his gun to a milk jug and killed the guy.
See, you should have had a whole bunch of 2-liter bottles in Metal Gear 1 when you're in that place.
Did he get into a lead-lined refrigerator when an atomic bomb went off?
I'm telling you, I smelled Lucas's stink all over that steaming pile of shit that he calls Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That movie hurt.
I think one of my kidneys died. I think so.
No, actually, I have the sniffles.
Yeah.
It was just perfectly timed.
It really was. So, oh, God. Yeah, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was pain.
I'll tell you what. The movie itself, all right, I know I'm going to be, really unpopular with this opinion. I don't give a shit. If it weren't for the monkeys and the aliens, I probably could have liked that movie a whole lot.
So if it wasn't for a plot device to teach Shia LaBeouf how to swing from vines and an integral part of the movie.
Yeah.
The part which the entire movie revolved around.
I didn't even mind the alien so much.
That's what I like about you, Steve. You're really able to sum things up easily. You just say it in a couple of words, and I just take forever. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple of words, but Steve takes an hour to get them out.
No, he never stammers.
Not once, especially not drunk.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Everyone here has had a decent amount of experience with me drunk.
Steve exposure. There has to be like a Steve Geiger counter. If they put it over any of us, we'd be clicking like crazy.
Yeah.
we'd be clicking like Michael Flatley.
Oh my God! What the?
Because I see commercials for Feet of Flames like every 10 minutes on TV out here. I don't know why.
Well, I'm shaking and moving like Michael J. Fox.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought we were being insensitive and horrible about painful conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, it was still funny.
It was funny, I'll give you that.
It was funny, but it still caused me to go, oh, God.
It was funny.
Maybe one of our three listeners is a Michael J. Fox fan and would be horribly, horribly mortified.
We'll get shit email about.
Okay, of all the things that we've said on here that mortify somebody, I don't think a Michael J. Fox reference is going to quite get it.
I think it's probably the terrible attempt at writing a song about shitting dick nipples might have been the moment.
That's for this episode.
I don't know, I think it might have been minute 5, episode 1, when we started talking about dead hookers first time in, so... I would think if anything was going to offend anybody.
Yeah, we didn't go right for the gusto, didn't we?
There's four of us recording. How can we only have three listeners? Somebody doesn't have their headphones in.
I don't have headphones.
I don't actually listen to you guys. I just talk.
It's evident.
It's true.
Actually, you just outed yourself. Because I never would have known that you weren't even listening to us. Because, you know... You do a decent job.
He waits for something and something interesting to him to come up.
Who, me?
Who, me? Couldn't be. But then who?
Are we going New Kids on the Block here? Because I'll step. I had an older sister growing up in the 80s.
Oh, God, you don't have to tell me. Except with my sister, it's even more embarrassing.
I had an older sister growing up in the early 90s and a gay brother in the early 90s.
Yeah, but did your sister, like, lock you in the room and make you listen to entire New Kids on the Block albums on a daily basis?
Yes.
This is actual torture. Like, if they would have done this in Abu Ghraib, like, there would have been an outcry.
It would have been a shitstorm.
And abuse like that explains Jer's love of metal.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Because metals just really pop with different instruments. No, I'm kidding. Oh, God, I'm going to catch hell for that.
By another one of our three listeners.
Another one of our angry emails, like, you faggot! Exclamation, 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 one.
And then one spelled out. Oh, God, that would be...
One person offended by the Michael J. Fox reference and threatening, like, a fake court order. And one person who's, like, some big metal fan, like, you can't fucking diss metal like that.
Why not throw fuel on the fire? It's Cookie Monster music.
Some of it is.
I love metal. I realize metal's many, many, many inherent flaws, and I still like it in spite of or because of those flaws. But I don't like people who don't want to admit that those flaws are not there. That's called denial.
Yeah.
There's high, shrill, screaming, girly vocals in some metal songs. It's there. Like it. Don't try to pretend like it's not there.
And it's also music to kill trolls too.
Oh, I know. Man, dude, it's music to level two.
Yeah.
I actually, I really just enjoy, like, the weird metal, like the, I don't know, I guess sounds like it's from a video game soundtrack metal.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's always like, good.
You mean, like, the neoclassical stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't even know what to call it, like, Dream Theater. They go back and forth between soft rock and metal.
They're called Dream Theater. There's not really a genre.
Yeah.
They pretty much mix everything. Pretty soon they're going to be rapping. In the realm of darkness, a million years ago, there was a giant...
Yeah. On that note, we need an adverb.
Oh, nice segue. The instant segue.
I really don't do segues.
I'm gonna go with slurpily.
Slurpily.
Fistily. It's a little self-serving, I know.
Person one.
Boy George.
Michael J. Fox.
Okay. No. I'll use that for person two.
Oh man, we're totally going 80s on this.
Adjective.
Gnarly.
Androgynous.
I like gnarly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it 80s.
As I say, if we're going 80s, and it could
tubular,
also...
Tubular, dude!
And either of those could refer to someone's junk. Like, dude, his junk was totally tubular. Oh man, it was gnarly.
Okay.
It was like a piece of pitted wood.
It was like...
Body part one.
Big toe.
Esophagus.
I heard big toe first.
Oh, I said esophagus. Okay, use esophagus for the next body part.
Adjective.
Gelatinous.
Yeah, and I agree.
And exclamation.
Amy Winehouse.
It burns! Or it burns when I pee.
I said Amy Winehouse.
Oh, dumb.
How about Amy Winehouse, it burns when I pee?
Okay. No, that's too long.
I don't care.
Because she's all British and she'd be like... Like, how are you British and cracked out?
It's easy. It's much easier than you think.
No, but I just mean like...
It's called...
I mean, they're already fucking snooty. What about snooty and...
Oh, you don't... Yeah, are you sure you watch as much British TV? Because, you know, they're like...
Yeah, snooty and cracked out go hand in hand pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't mean cracked out in that figurative sense. I meant cracked out in that literally she's smoking crack kind of sense, you know.
Okay.
So I do believe I want to go for a spot of the shitting dick nipples, dear.
See, that's the metaphorical cracked out right there.
Object? I'm going to go with shitting dick nipples.
Oh, man.
You would.
And he does.
Great minds think alike.
Song. Name of a song.
There's always something there to remind me.
Okay.
Accidentally in love.
I heard always something there to remind me.
Then you weren't paying enough attention.
Someday, shitting dick nipples will find you.
Someday, okay.
Cock will find you.
Break the duct tape that binds you.
Term of endearment.
Slave.
Let's see.
I don't like slave or bottom. Those.
You need something cuddlier. I know. Slut. I'm trying to think.
How about booby?
Slut.
Booby slut.
Schnookums.
Okay. Did a slutty booby. Wow.
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Sexual act.
The inky boat. No.
The I'm going to go driver. With Dirty Sanchez.
Okay.
Dirty Sanchez wins.
Yeah, nobody's going to argue with Dirty Sanchez.
No. I need another term of endearment.
I like when Jer said schnookums.
Okay. Adjective?
Metallic. Huge. Veiny.
I like veiny.
Who doesn't?
And type of liquid?
Coxylvania.
I'm going to go with tincture.
Tank juice.
Heard tincture first.
Or butt juice.
Ass nope. Sweat.
Okay.
Fucking crack sweat.
Oh, crack sweat's a monster.
Another object.
Butt plug.
I was going to say ball gag, but butt plug wins.
Both call back to the same conversation.
Actually.
Double-ended dildo.
Okay, double-ended dildo.
The challenger.
I like to call those dilbos. Anyway.
About the challenger, the butt plug.
Like Donatello.
Okay.
Right, you got a good laugh out of me for that one.
Okay, person 3.
Caesar Milan.
Did we do Michael J. Fox yet?
Yep.
Yes, we did.
And
I'm going to go with George Michael.
I already heard Caesar Milan, but I do like George Michael.
I'm putting this to a vote.
Okay.
The challenger, 10 seconds to insertion. 9, 8.
Profession.
Then it just blows up before it gets out of the gravity well.
Aerobics instructor.
Butt plug salesman.
Ooh.
Richard Simmons.
I'm going to go with cocksmith.
I heard aerobics instructor and...
Yes.
Okay, number.
42.
400.
Name, type of dog.
Schnauzer.
Shih Tzu.
Ooh. Vote. Vote.
I'm gonna go Schnauzer.
I gotta say Shih Tzu.
Both of those can sound very sexy given context. Okay, Al, I'm thinking of a number 1 or 2.
7.
No.
2?
Damn it! Okay, Schnauzer.
Body part.
Jer's really honest about that. I don't think he's won against me yet playing that game.
I know, it's something totally non-quantifiable.
I know. Body part. What, areola?
I like areola.
We've heard.
Okay, here we go. Buddy. The title of this one is It's Our Song. Slurpily penetrating his partner. Boy George feels the gnarly asshole squeezing his throbbing big toe tight. Grunting with pleasure, Michael J. Fox thrashes gelatinously about, feeling the big toe sending wave after wave of pleasure up his spine.
Has there been a single bad lib that does not include the phrase wave after wave of pleasure?
I know.
It's one of your go-to phrases. I'm sorry.
It really is.
English teacher coming out. Suppressed, damn it. Stay down. It's Sunday. Okay.
Hey, keep reading. Accidentally in Love will only be on for another 2 more minutes.
Amy Winehouse, it burns when I pee, Michael J. Fox shouts in the throes of passion. On the clock radio, resting on the nightstand, right beside the shitting dick nipples, the song Always Something There to Remind Me is heard. Oh, booby slut, it's our song, Boy George says, nearly out of breath. Remember? It was playing when we did our first Dirty Sanchez. I remember Schnookums. I had a hard time walking normal for 2 weeks after, Michael J. Fox wistfully remembered. It was like a dream, only more veiny and with a lot more tincture. Still plowing away, Boy George asked, how did you fit that double-ended dildo up there anyways? Heard barely over a sound akin to a boot stuck in mud. George Michael emerges from the shadows dressed as an aerobics instructor with a dour look on his face. You know what? You know what? Less talky, more fucky. I'm not paying you $42 to reminisce. I can't even get it up with your fucking yapping. Keep this up, I'll go get the schnauzer. It's been a while since I've had dog cum on my areola. The end.
Yay.
That one was really kind of mediocre until right at the end. I could have gone...
emerges from the shadows.
I think I could have gone with a little bit of... Oh, it hurts my anus, Michael J. Fox exclaimed. Ah, shake it off, you pussy.
Yeah.
One.
But, really, I mean, come on.
I like to lob easy ones.
Yeah. And Amy Winehouse, it burns when I pee, is just weird.
Yeah.
And I like bizarre. I like things that just make you go, wait, what?
Things that make you go, huh?
And seriously, while the whole time you were reading that, I was watching Gohan and Videl Accidentally in Love on YouTube.
Oh, God. Do the jitterbug.
Oh, they're doing the jitterbug, all right.
The schnauzer puts the boom boom into my ass.
Got a big veiny knot that just won't come out.
Gonna rape a cadaver.
What? Dude, when did cadavers come into this? No good story about sex involves a shovel. But I suppose that depends on your definition of good.
Can a good story about sex involve a butcher knife? Because, I mean, the sex was pretty much over when the shovel came in.
That's true.
Yeah. And really, who doesn't enjoy a good story about snuff, you know?
Which is worse, the shovel before, or the shovel beginning, or the shovel ending? Or possibly both. Shit, we gotta get this corpse back to the graveyard before 2 a.m., before the groundskeeper sees. Sees? He's one of our best customers. No.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And again, it brings back memories of sexy losers. Don't let anybody ever say that my son was a quitter.
Oh, God. The kid who was
the necrophiliac.
Necrophiliac who worked a suicide hotline.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, you're gonna have to send me a link to whatever that was.
Oh, Sexy Losers. Oh, it's classic. I don't know. Is it archived somewhere?
I don't know.
I'm sure it is. Maybe
I hope so, because that
maybe
was...
somebody way backed it.
Because that was a fucking brilliant webcomic.
It basically took the stuff in our heads and amped it up times 10 and actually drew it.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, we think about this stuff, you're actually drawing it.
Yeah, that's what Uncle Fuck did for me, though.
The kid, oh God, the masturbating kid, the constantly masturbating kid. When his ma calls, he's like, "Hey, sis, can you take over?"
The guy's just in the bathtub, like, cowering.
There's a character who constantly is masturbating. Constantly.
And then there's the character who was, like, watching porn, and then this, like, girl comes to life and says, "I could do anything you want." And he's like, okay, fix my VCR so I can watch this tape. I can watch this porn tape. Oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, God. Yeah, that show was... That webcomic was pure, concentrated awesome. I don't know if it's possible for something to be that funny.
But it is.
Yeah. And the necrophiliac and the girl who always wanted to fuck him. There was a girl who wanted to turn him and make him not a necrophiliac anymore. So,
hey, guys, you'll be very happy to know what I just found out.
What
was that?
It is archived.
Yeah.
And that's the one I just read.
What, the girl trying to turn him?
No.
Or, yeah.
Crowded train, now's the chance to engage in some anonymous groping. Oh my God, that's not a vagina. That's a, if you stop now, I'll scream rape. And that's the story of how you were born. Before I light myself on fire, mind telling me at one point you became aware that your zipper was down?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Sexy Fingers, or Sexy Losers is brilliant. Oh, God.
Holy fuck.
What?
It apparently does still update or something. Because the newest comic was posted on September 27th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, how about that? You learn something new every day. My life just got a little better.
Yeah.
A little brighter.
I'm saying. It brings me happiness to find that out. Because I really was missing...
I tried using my right hand, but it felt too much like cheating. Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it was... That was probably one of the most brilliant ones. So,
oh, God. Read the newest one.
Yeah. I did. Oh.
A perfectly good corpse being ripped to shreds right in front of my eyes. Well, if your intent was to torture me, mission accomplished.
Oh, God.
And see, I thought they were going to take the low road and go with a dog sex joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course not. Because remember, this character is a necrophiliac.
Yeah, but there was a perfectly good chance to have dog sex with the chick in there.
I'm not sure, but I'm hazarding a guess that he may be tired of dog sex. I'm just saying.
After doing this for how many years? After a while, dog sex loses its charm. There's just too much cleanup. Too many scratches to explain to the neighbors. You have to get out the back teen.
Yeah. Oh, God. Dog sex.
Dog sex. Wait, what?
Oh, so, yes, I don't know. I checked email. There's nothing, of course.
Still.
Still.
If there's anybody out there listening who actually isn't us, please send us an email so we know you're real.
Brett was talking about just goofing around and sending an email. He doesn't even have...
I'm not talking about people we know. Well, then again, I guess...
Fuck people we know.
Yeah, if it's people we know... If you don't want to have people we know send an email...
I've thought through that logic already. I understand. There would be nobody. I forgot.
Yeah. Which I don't understand because we run a tight ship. We're really good. We're really good and clever and definitely not perverted to the point of being mad. Oh, highly topical.
We appeal to the hipsters because we always talk about the newest, most cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah.
Presented in an easily digestible format that both informs and challenges.
Challenges, yes.
Challenges you to not hit the stop button.
That should be our slogan. Challenges you to not. It is a challenge. Oh God.
All right, yeah. I'm gonna have to cut out soon, guys.
Yeah, we should probably put a bullet in this bitch.
How long are we at?
We're at 115.
Hold on, let me get the measuring tape.
Not only that, but we haven't had a whole lot of dead air.
We actually haven't. This is going to be one of the least amount of editing that I'm going to do, which, well, actually, no, it isn't. Yeah, no, actually, it isn't because I still haven't done the editing for last week's inside of air quotes.
So is this one going to be like our Halloween episode?
No, that'll be next week.
Boo!
See, it's spooky now. It's appropriate.
Yeah. No. We should do it next week because I will probably work on a bad lib specifically for.
But next week is Halloween.
Yeah.
Special Halloween episode. Woo.
Yeah, I know.
Don't answer the door. You might get groped.
And you see, if next week is Halloween, and it's not up till the next week, we will be right on schedule as we normally are.
Oh, okay. We're going to play the fucking Simpsons.
We have a schedule. Generally on Sunday at some point I roll out of bed and you guys roll into bed and we all somehow converge on Skype eventually and start recording eventually. That's pretty much our schedule.
And start recording madness.
Who says someone, I didn't and then just someone, crawl out of bed?
Someone gets a mousetrap stuck to their scrotum and screams and laughs ensue.
That was me.
Yeah, that was some funny shit. I almost wish that there was a webcam so we could have watched it and then posted on YouTube.
No good comes of webcams, only evil.
Only evil and bad video.
Well, evil, genitalia, you know. Same diff, I guess.
I like genitals.
No. The video of me is evil.
What video of you? You got quiet all of a sudden. That doesn't happen. What'd you record?
Let's call it a taste test.
Oh my god.
Were you checking your own goods?
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Were you doing some quality control?
Actually, I can blow myself.
Then why do you leave the house?
Yeah!
He doesn't.
I mean, seriously, I go to work so I can afford to, like, you know, still live, and then I come home.
Stay hydrated.
And pretty much.
Gonna pay that like water bill.
It's like an Ouroboros.
Like a what?
Ouroboros.
I have no idea what that is. It's like a snake eating his own tail. All right, guys, I got a jet.
Okay.
See you later.
But
yeah, it's a snake eating its own tail.
Okay.
It's except,
you know, I don't have a tail.
No, you just have a cock.
A human horn.
Lower horn.
Oh, that's what they called it on Futurama.
Yep, the lower horn.
Because human horn was a nose. And then there was lower horn.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Thank you. I stand corrected.
Yes. Oh, God. That episode was great, too. So...
I like that whistle.
That was really, really piercing.
Yeah. Somewhat unpleasant. Much like your voice.
You're welcome, audience.
Great, now we just lost the last one.
Damn it, does that mean we lost Gary?
Probably. Gary's going to be like, yeah, I can't even listen to this shit anymore. Yeah, we should probably call it a night. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys will listen again.
I hate you all.
Aw, he's a Hulk commercial.
Yeah, it's all warm and fuzzy here. Tell a friend.
I'll quit masturbating on the show.
No, we want people to tune in, not stop tuning in.
Yeah, yeah.
I said I'll stop.
Yeah, exactly. If they think they don't have the chance of hearing some like background slappage, that might be the only thing that's drawing people. We've no idea
exactly.
At this point because nobody's sending us fucking emails.
Rawr, kitty has claws.
The email is nerdragepodcast@gmail.com, all one word.
Not that
word.
It fucking matters. Nobody will use it. I'm not bitter.
No, of course not. Of course not. You're perfectly adjusted right now.
Yeah, I just want to feel popular for like 1 second, that's all.
Translation for the audience. Someone please go fuck Max.
Oh, Jesus.
Steve, shut up. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, these are internet denizens.
Okay, this
they
is
might
true.
Just
yeah,
do
I got,
it.
I got an IM request for, like, a hookup tonight while I was doing this podcast. I actually turned it down, so I guess I'm not that desperate. But there's no picture. There was no picture, so sorry. Not listening.
This chick with no picture has been trying to hit on me for about a month.
Isn't that annoying? It's like, it is the year 2009. The only excuse you have for not having a picture on there is you are butt ugly.
No,
troglodytic.
And see, you know, I can deal with fat or I can deal with ugly. I can't do both.
How high-minded of you.
You know what? I'm sorry to say I'm in the same boat. If a guy has, like, a rockin' bod but his face is like, bleh, I'm like, I can get over that. If a guy is, like, heavy-set and has a really nice face, then I can get over that.
Okay, yeah.
I don't mind a little girth.
And I actually like a little bit of chubs.
Nowhere near my level.
No, not even close.
Just something to grab onto so you're not afraid to break them.
Right.
I get it.
Then again, I'm notably larger, so you know.
Yeah,
I need more buffer. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have some power to thrust with before you can worry about breaking anything.
Or you have to be really bad at giving blowjobs and put a tooth in the pee hole.
No, that's a special request kind of thing. You don't just up and do that.
It happened.
Ah. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You're still recording, right?
Please yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
The world needs to know this.
I was sitting there.
Our two listeners, excuse me.
My
we
first...
were fucking right.
Yeah. My first girlfriend. It wasn't the first time. So I wasn't listening to, I wasn't watching Dragon Ball Z, The Tree of Life. So it was like the first couple of times. Somehow she was like playing around with her teeth or something. And one of the canines right in the pee hole.
My God.
I let out a shrill, feeble whimper. Like someone had just shot a dog. And she was like, no, I'll make it better. I'm like, keep your mouth away from it!
Wow, that's gotta be bad.
Yeah. Oh.
You won't get another chance to hurt him.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but she was, like, trying to get it back again because, I mean, the moment the tooth went in the beehole, it was like letting go of one of them party balloons. So it was bad. But then again, I did get her back because I did something really nice for her, made her a nice romantic dinner, and, you know, she was...
She goes and bites your pee hole.
Well, no, this was another time, and she was trying... She was, like, not even caring. She was even half-assing a blowjob, and I was like, oh, this sucks. And I felt rumbling in my stomach. It's like, I get to say, hun, hold on a moment and be nice. But I know where this is heading. She's going to be breaking up with me. She's probably cheating. I ripped it. First, it smelled like ass concentrate. Second, it was voluminous enough that my ass lifted off the chair a good 1.5 to 2 inches. It was, and you know, face was right down there, right in the kill zone. Because, you know, legs were spread apart, that's where it's all going to funnel. And inside of a, I kind of felt bad, but I was laughing way too fucking hard. Because I'm sorry, you have to laugh at that. You need to laugh at that. Period. End of story.
And yeah, it's either you gotta laugh because it's not gonna be like, oh yeah, baby, you like that. What else?
Yeah.
There?
Well, see, you know,
I really like to play it off like just think, ah, that was great, baby.
Well, no, I just couldn't stop laughing. And she was trying to be a trooper, and I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'm laughing way too hard to maintain any form of an erection right now. So, yeah, that was probably the most vile thing I've ever done during a blowjob.
I would think anything you do with your pants down is the most vile thing that's ever happened.
No. I'm not bad. Not the greatest. I got a thick tongue like a fucking retard, but I'm not bad. Especially manually. Like a fucking DJ, yo. And we are going way too far into my sexual aspects, aren't we?
Is there such a thing as too far on this show?
Not really, now. No.
Exactly. Consider the context, Steve. If we're in a fucking restaurant, yeah, that's too far. For a podcast, it's not nearly far enough.
Yeah. Well, you didn't end up making Gretchen the cat ears.
I did, and those were some kick-ass cat ears.
I know.
I need photographs. I do need photographs of that.
Okay, I'll do it. They'll be clothed.
Like he hasn't seen her naked already.
Actually, no, I haven't.
Really?
Uh-uh.
You haven't seen your hag naked?
No, I haven't seen any of my hags naked. I have not seen the breast of a single hag. I have.
Really?
Yeah. I can imagine what they feel through, like, I can imagine what they look like just from what I felt, so.
Yeah.
Granted, I haven't touched Gretchen's boobs in probably over a decade.
And from the pictures that I've seen, they've grown quite admirably.
Considerably, yes, they have.
They're very squishy. Not a whole lot of texture to them.
Who wants texture in boobs? It's like you get texture in sandpaper or stucco. You don't want texture
in stucco.
Yeah. You know what texture in tits means? Botched boob
condition.
Job.
What'd you say?
Botched tit job.
Yeah.
A Tara Reid?
Yeah, a Tara Reid. That's what texture in tits means. It means burst.
Texture wasn't the word I was looking for.
Well, it's a word you use.
Mm-hmm.
I can't react off the word you were looking for. Not a mind reader.
No.
Well, chew on this.
I'm not chewing on anything. I'm not chewing on any link you send me using that tone of voice. Are you kidding me?
It's on YouTube. How bad could it be?
If anybody can find horrific shit on YouTube, I would leave it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm clicking. What is wrong with me?
You know what we need to do? we gotta do and just
certified hot chick album. Like, I give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh boy, thank you for sending me something of such great interest to me.
Oh yeah.
It was actually more under the assumption that you would kind of listen to it and, like, lose brain cells.
Because, you know, that is wonderful radio. That's wonderful podcasting.
What?
Watching stuff and reacting to it?
Watching stuff and reacting
to it. Our next podcast, we'll just watch an episode of, like, Family Guy and make comments on what's happening on screen. The ratings will be through the roof. Well, actually,
well, there are YouTube videos of people watching YouTube videos.
Really?
There are YouTube videos of people seeing Goatsy for the first time.
Oh yeah. Well, that's Goatsy. Let's see.
But I mean, they actually do reaction shots, which is wow.
Shit! Oh shit!
I've never seen this before.
What?
Cake farts!
You looked Somebody up cake sent... farts?
I must share.
Oh no! Cakefarts.com? That's actually a place? Are you kidding
yes!
me?
Yes!
I didn't think the URL would be that easy.
I know, right?
That looks like a delicious cake.
It does!
Oh god, help me, I'm clicking. Welcome to
Cakefarts. So far, it's just video of a cake.
It changes. It changes.
You know what I like the most?
Oh, god damn it.
What I like the most?
Oh, god.
Oh, my god.
No, she's not going to.
Just the way she said that was.
Oh my god, it gets so
how
worse!
We do it.
Okay, I'm at the part where she just took down her hair. They're straddling. No. Shut up. Shut up! Oh! Oh! What have you done to me?
And did they actually...
Oh, God! She's really pushing, too. Oh, my God! I like how the frosting peels up and then peels back.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? No. Okay.
That
Over
was...
it.
I love that.
God damn it, I love you, Internet.
And the whole time, I was listening to AA Nothing Else I Can Say.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, those of you listeners who are of the legal age to watch porn, we highly suggest cake farts.
Yes,
not
if you
even
want to react horrifically like I just did, go to cakefarts.com.
No, seriously, it wasn't even porn, because if you look, her pussy was blurred.
Yeah, but you saw full asshole.
You sure as hell did. It was pushing out, too, because she was really working for them farts.
She was straining.
That girl needs to eat a bowl of chili next time she does a video like that. I mean, come on. It's called prep work, people.
I know.
I gotta watch it again. I gotta make a music video for it.
I can already hear, you know what I like? Cake farts. I can hear that sampled and repeated in like a dance song. Maybe that's a queer in me, but I don't know.
Ooh. And also include the farting noise.
Let me show you how we do it.
Oh, God.
Just how confident. Like she was some bad club girl or something going, this is how we do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the internet is a simultaneously beautiful and horrifying place. Oh.
I just love whoever came up with this.
I know.
That gets me every time.
You know, I have to admit, I'm actually a little disappointed.
Why?
Because I imagine the frosting being a little more goopy and the asshole staying on the cake as the fart was happening and seeing frosting bubbles.
That's what I was looking for.
That's what I was hoping for, too.
In my head.
But really,
I just uttered that I was disappointed by a cake fart video. I've had a computer for like a year and a month, and already my depravity is like plummeted. Or wait, yeah. Skyrocketed?
Skyrocketed.
Yeah.
No, it's your it's your desensitization that has
increased greatly.
Yeah. Holy crap! I think she has a turtle head.
Yeah.
What's a turtle head?
Poo.
It's like, you know.
Oh, prairie dogging. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Little turtle head poking out.
I'm very curious about Chaco teeth. Oh, I'm no longer very curious about Chaco teeth.
Why?
He's going to send us a link, I know it.
The link is actually on the Cake Farts page, but...
Oh, God. Oh, God, what am I doing? Uh-uh. Is there a couple of the toilet? Uh-uh.
Oh, my God! Oh, fuck you, Internet!
And the video ends with the best line ever. The fucking shit people do for money.
Yep. It's a dude brushing his teeth with poo.
Chaco teeth could have only been two things.
Oh, God. The hell is wrong with people?
What the hell is wrong with us? We're watching.
You watched it. I walked out of the room. I wouldn't even hear it.
Damn it. Meatloaf Farts is blocked. I have to, like, join in some shit. Fuck that noise.
It won't let me... It just gave me a blank page.
Yeah.
Aw. And Pudding Farts redirects to Cake Farts. Apparently it's a pudding cake. Which actually might be a pudding frosting.
Yeah. Although if it was a pudding frosting, you'd expect it to be a little goopier.
Aw.
A little more viscerally satisfying for the inner pervert in us all. Wow. I think we may have hit a new low.
Yeah. Meatloaf Farts, I can get the audio, but I can't see the video.
I know.
That's okay. The audio is just enough.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think we've used up enough time.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna watch Chaco Teeth again.
Yes.
Yeah, you go ahead. We're going to do our outro, though, so
yeah.
Pay attention.
Thank you for listening. I'm Steve.
I love cake farts.
Let's start it over.
Yep. I'm Steve.
I'm Ert.
I'm Max.
And for Fisty J, this has been Nerd Rage. Cake farts.
And happy cake farting to you all.
Yes, happy cake farting.
And to all a happy cake fart.
Yep.
Yay,
Special thanks to Gary Butterfield for the wonderful theme song. Yeah.
Hey.